Hebrews 13, we had already spoken about relationships within the body in the opening verses of 13, 1 through 6. We had spoken about brethren, we had spoken about strangers, we had spoken about imprisoned brethren, and then spouses. We also spoke about pastors last week. And so here are all these relationships within the body, and you come to verse 8, and you have this saying here, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so why is that there? It's important to see that in the context of all that has gone on before. Jesus Christ is the same. That would be an important statement. Because he has been speaking about trial and conflict within the class of hearers that he's speaking to, the Jews, those who had been persecuted, those who had been scattered. Sometimes they had lost their possessions. Some had been imprisoned. Some even lost their lives. And so there is this turmoil. There is this trouble. And the only thing that would comfort them is to know that there is something stable in their life, something that is immovable in their lives. And that stable and immovable thing is Jesus Christ. He's the same. He doesn't change. Conditions change, circumstances change, but not so with Christ. He's the anchor of our hope, the author says here. He's the rock of our salvation. And so really what he is describing there in this verse is Christ's immutability. Immutability in his person, and immutability in the work that he has done, and then immutability in the testimony that has been given and preserved for us in Scripture. So the apostolic teaching of Christ and his immutability is what he is stressing here amidst the backdrop of flux, amidst the backdrop of constant turmoil. So what is immutability? Immutability means to be without change. Unchangeable or unchangeableness. In fact, someone has said that it carries an even stronger definition, that immutability really speaks of the incapability of change or modification into something else. Creation changes. We see that all around us. We see change, we see decay, we see death. We can even think about it in terms of our own body. We know that we have grown up into maturity, but something happens after maturity is we do not sustain that level within ourselves. Bodily, or even emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, we begin to wilt, we begin to decay. Things break down. All of us who have had these recent hospital visits and surgeries, that's testimony to that. Your body is breaking down. And it's all throughout creation. We see that decay and death have come throughout all of the material universe. And this is what was facing the hearers. Death. The only one that was the constant there that could overcome death for them was Christ Jesus, the immutable one. And so that immutability of Christ's person really brings us comfort in the midst of trials. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's revealed in Hebrews chapter 1. He is God incarnate. Turn there with me for a moment. Hebrews chapter 1. The author begins his whole letter to those who were in this place in their lives where trial and tribulation had come and overwhelmed them. And he says some really remarkable things about Christ Jesus. We've gone through this several months ago. And one of the things that stands out predominantly in chapter 1 is the fact that Jesus is God. That he is fully God. There's worship that's given to him. See that in verse 6. God speaking about his Son, the firstborn that's brought into the world. And he says, let all the angels of God worship him. Speaking of worship that belongs properly to God alone. And then if you go down a little bit further in verse 8, the Father speaking to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. And so he's referring to the Son as God, the eternal Son of God. We see also in verses 10 through 12 in Hebrews chapter 1 where it speaks of the deity of Jesus Christ. You, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundations of the earth. So there is our Lord, Christ Jesus, the Son of God, the eternal Son of God, and he's present there at creation. It says, the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. So you can see the connection there with the terms that he is the same. God does not change. And that gives us comfort in what is spoken to us in Scripture. People change. People betray us. People do awful things to one another in their actions, and yet God doesn't lie to us. God doesn't do evil things toward us. Imagine a God that did. And yet the author in Hebrews is saying, Jesus Christ, this one who is fully God and fully man, he is the one that remains the same forever. In his deity, he is above time. He sees the end and the beginning and all points in between. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who is and was and is to come. And let me speak for a moment on the concept here, biblical, that he is also immutable in his humanity. He's unchangeable in his humanity. His human nature is perfect without sin. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. And also in Luke chapter 1, we hear the angel speaking these words about that Holy One that is to be born. This one who in his human nature is perfect. In his humanity, there is a finiteness, but there is a perfect likeness to the infinite, perfect God. In him, there is all purity. And if we look at the sense of what I'm trying to communicate here, we could look at these two cups. And if we speak about that which is within Adam, when he was originally created, his knowledge and wisdom, his goodness and love, his righteousness and holiness, all pure as Adam was created. But when sin came in, Sin polluted that nature, and it became dirty within. No longer his veracity, his goodness pure. His love had a mixture of sin in it. These attributes within had a mixture of sin within it. And yet the second Adam, Christ Jesus, he had a nature that was pure, just as Adam's was before the fall. And there was no sin within him. So even in his human nature, though he is spoken of in Scripture as growing in wisdom and stature, his wisdom is perfect and pure. It is perfect at every stage of human development. It is purity and not quantity that is important here. Purity in knowledge and wisdom. And so in Luke chapter 2, in verse 40, it says, "The child grew and became strong in spirit." It's speaking about that normal human development, and yet Jesus in his humanity is without sin, and within there's no pollution. So that by the time you get to verse 52, after he has had this discussion with the doctors in the temple at 12 years old, and they are astonished by his answers to them, it says in verse 52 that he grew in wisdom and in stature. There was perfect knowledge in a reasonable human soul. And perfect knowledge does not have to be infinite. So in Christ's deity, in his nature, and in his character, in his actions, he is immutable. He is unchangeable. But even the Scriptures teach us that there is comfort to be found in the man, in the humanity, that all of his humanity is perfected and unchanging. Christ's human nature and his human character display this throughout Scripture. His human character is proven, seen in the ministry, seen by the temptations there, and he withstood the temptations. He withstood the opposition. He didn't crumble as Adam did in the garden. He had many foes, but he was a man who was without sin and virtuous and faithful to the Father to the very end. His character proven. After the resurrection, his human nature is confirmed in holiness and righteousness forever. And of him, that is, of Christ Jesus, we draw our new nature in our humanity. We are destined to be one with him and no longer one with Adam if we belong to Jesus. In his humanity, it is perfect and changeless, confirmed forever. And there's great comfort in that. So when these listeners to the letter to the Hebrews, when they would hear that, they would find great stability, great security, great hope in Jesus Christ, who is the same. He's the constant. He remains the immortal Son of Man forever. So within the Lord's person, we see his immutability, and it should bring us great comfort. And to apply those things here just briefly this morning, think of the world that we live in and how much change is going on throughout the world. Things are in upheaval all over the world. We keep our eyes on what is happening over the ocean because we see our brothers and sisters persecuted for their faith. And yet, what would give them hope but the fact, the truth, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? He doesn't change in his deity. He doesn't change in his humanity. He's the constant, the unchangeable one. He will be there when others fail us. Think about the relationships that we have had in our lives. And think about those failures there and how people have hurt us. They've spoken words to us that have hurt us. We see even here in this letter, as we've spoken before, that some had been present in the assembly and they had left. That some had been in the assembly and they had fallen from grace. They had apostatized from the faith. There was change there. And what that does to us, how that affects us in the body, how we grieve for those that have done those things and have left and have departed from us, and how they have changed in their actions and their words toward us. They've changed the relationship. And yet Jesus promises that He will never change the relationship that we have with Him. He's constant. And brother and sister, I don't know about you, but that brings me peace and comfort and joy that Jesus is the same. That Jesus, His love will never wear out for me. I don't intentionally seek to break faith with Him. I don't want to do those things. But even when I stumble and fall and I fail, as I grow in the faith and I recognize more and more that awful, sinful nature has nothing to offer me but just momentary fits of pleasure. And that all of my real pleasure, my eternal satisfaction, is found in Christ Jesus. But even then, even when I stumble, Jesus is there. The Christ who died for me, the one who is always faithful to me, the one who will fulfill His promises to me. In our lives, we've had people make promises to us that they have not kept. Words and actions have hurt us. And yet Jesus never intends to go back on His word. He is the constant. He remains the same forever. Since His incarnation, His human nature is forever united in one person. He will never stop being God, but He will never stop being human. And there's comfort in that. Since His atoning death, the resurrection, and the ascension, His human nature is elevated to its highest potential in union with the divine person. He's raised never to die again. He's exalted to the right hand of the Father, never to be in a state of humiliation again. And He has been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Under the Father's authority alone, the eternal mediator between God and His elect. And He will represent God and redeemed humanity throughout all eternity. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so let's find our comfort in that truth, knowing that He is the immutable Son of God forever. Let's close this time in prayer.